Om sahana bhavatu, sahana punaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu mavidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Shall we start with the sentences? Penny, are you there?
Here.
Okay, but we can't see you. Okay. Who wants to start the sentences? What page are we on?
95.
Okay.
83.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, Penny, we're going to start with the sentences on page 95 in the old book. And not, what in the new book?
83.
83 in the new book. Tasmin, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Kiki.
Tasmin kanane dushyanto bahun rikhan jakhana. Jakhana. Tasmin is locative singular. In that, kanane is also locative singular. In that forest, Dushyanta, the king we're talking about. Bahun, I think, is from bahu, many. And I don't know if that's in... Is that an accusative for... Or is it an indeterminable for bahun? I don't know.
Well, with the bahun, like an u-ending noun, you should be able to notice that that's like gurun.
Gurun. So then that would be accusative singular?
No, because look at mrgan.
Oh, accusative plural, I mean.
Yeah, accusative plural, that's right. And,
yeah.
And it's also being used adjectivally with mrgan,
right.
So that should be
right.
A key when you see mrgan.
Well,
right.
That's how I kind of figured it's an accusative plural, because
yeah.
Mrgan is accusative plural.
Yeah.
Bahun, mrgan, many, many, mrgan is deer. Jaghana, so this is the verb in the perfect verb, and the root is han. So jakhana means so in that forest Dushyanta killed many deer.
Right. Everybody get that?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you read it, Kiki, and we'll read after you.
Tasmin kanane.
Tasmin kanane.
Dushyanta. Bahun rikhan jakhana.
Bahun Mrgan Jakhana Jakhana.
Poor Penny.
Okay. Should I see if...
Oh, here she comes.
Oh, she's...
Hi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here now. It's, my Skype said that you went offline.
Not intentionally.
It used to be a problem. I'll try to screen that. See if that works better than
Skype. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, let's...
And your video is on, right? Couldn't...
I tried this.
Okay, let's do it without the video, because I think that consumes more whatever.
What's going on there?
We've got our video on now. Okay, let's go ahead.
Yeah, please go ahead. I don't
care. No, that's okay. Let's do the next one.
Should I do it?
Go ahead.
Okay, Penny, okay.
Okay, Penny will do it.
Penny will do it?
Yeah.
Do what?
The next sentence. Ekam mrgam.
Which sentence you just did?
We just did tasmin kanane. Unless you're not ready. If you're not ready, that's fine.
Well, I'll do my best.
Okay.
Divyashrama Padam Dandarshan. Okay, so this is he saw the perfect Dandarshan, referring back to the previous sentence that I didn't hear, but it's Dushyanta. He saw one deer running along in the road, think towards the ashram, or towards the beautiful ashram, or towards the, I'm trying to remember what Divyashrama put up.
That's just a beautiful ashram. Mm.
Yeah, beautiful ashram.
Yeah.
That's it?
Well, the one thing, no, you've got Anusaran.
Yeah,
right? You've got Ekam Mrigam Palayamanam, and then Anusaran. What's that? Then maybe it, huh? I just didn't hear you. Just tell me.
Running along, I don't know, Anusaran. I don't remember what Anusaran is.
It means following, and it's in. It's
following, okay.
So.
So running along, following the road.
It's imperfect, isn't it?
No.
It's
anusara,
from
anusara. Anusaran is a present participle. Mm-hmm. Present participle, nominative, singular.
Okay.
So ekam, mrigam, palayamanam is all in the accusative singular.
Right, so that's all describing the
deer
that he saw.
And then the anusaran is in the nominative singular.
Uh-huh.
Present participle.
Okay.
Okay.
Followed.
From Anusara.
From
Anusri.
Sri.
Yeah.
Anusri.
So, you could say like this. He saw the beautiful ashram, you know, the Divyashrama Padam. He saw that place, that beautiful ashram. On the path. Now, this is one thing to note about the present participle. You can say, on the path, while following. You know, you can use that well, like a, so it makes like a clause that shows sequential action. Sometimes you don't use well, but here it works well. Well, while following a deer, ekam brigam can be one deer or a deer. One deer that was running.
Oh, okay, so then I definitely had that wrong. I thought it was the deer. He saw the deer running along the path to the beautiful ashram. That's kind of how I took it.
Well, anusaran is going to be in the nominative present participle. So you've got the basic sentence, he saw this beautiful ashram while following the deer. That's the... Okay. And then
I had that syntax wrong. Good.
But then the question is here, that marge. So the marge is the path, right? So on the path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you could take it, well, going along the path... You know, on the path, he saw the beautiful ashram while running after, while following the deer who was running.
But you could say he saw the beautiful hermitage and followed it while following a deer that was running on the path.
You could, except for that you could say that, but the whole thing is taking place on the path.
Right.
The path is the location.
Mm-hmm.
So, along the path, while on the path, he saw this beautiful ashram while following a deer who was running. Now, if you want to say, well, who was running along the path.
It's just
location of marga.
Okay. But could it not at all be translated as one deer while running along the path saw the ashram?
No, because it's accusative. Mrigam is accusative.
And the darsha is
close to ashram.
Third person singular.
Yeah, third person singular. So
that means the king saw this path, you know, while following a deer. He saw the beautiful ashram along the way, on the path, while following a deer who was running. It's the marga is, the problem is placement. And as long as you're saying the same thing and the meaning doesn't change, do you want to take the marga and put it in front of the present participle? You see what I mean? If you take marga and put it in front of the present participle, then it's definitely, you know, while following a deer who is running along the path. But you've got this anusmaran that's ending that clause. Anusaran that's ending that clause, and so marga tends to go to the second clause. But you know, I mean, it's not
right. So it's just because of Sunday that it's. I mean, it's not. It's just joined there. It has no grammatical relationship to that phrase. Mm-hmm. The marga is really just there.
It's not joined to anything.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's not. No, anusaran is. I mean, there's not even a Sunday, right? Anusaran Marge.
It's just put as one word.
It's put as one word, but there's nothing. So, Paul, just like there's no real sandhi between Palayamanam and Anusaran. They're put together because one ends in a consonant, the other begins in a vowel, but there's no...
Palayamanam and Anusaran have a sandhi, and just that the mo and the o come together.
Well, if you call that a sandhi when a consonant is followed by a vowel, it'll be written together, whether it's two words or within a word, that's true. And the same with Anusaran, there's no sandhi required there because the nasal, the dental nasal and the labial nasal don't require any type of change. But in the Sanskrit script, you're going to write them together. Mm-hmm. Right, because there's no reason to keep... In fact, a whole sentences, except for the danda, could be all together because there's nothing to keep them apart. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Penny, do you agree? Are you there? Penny?
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. Do you agree with what we're saying?
I'm here. Yes.
Oh, okay. Kiki, you want to read it?
Yeah. Ekam rigam.
Ekam rigam.
Palayamanam anusaran marge.
Palayamanam anusaran marge.
Divyashram padam.
Divyashrama padam.
Yeah,
Divyashrama padam.
Tadarsha. Good.
Okay.
Tasya sainikaha purvasmineva stane tastuhu. Tasya, genitive singular, his. Sai Nikaha is his companions or ministers in the nominative plural. And then we have Purva Asmin Eva. And Purva is previous person or thing. And Asmin is this in a locative singular. And then Eva, deed or. And then Stane. Stane, which is locative singular for in that place or in at that place. And Tastuhu is from Sta, and it's the perfect third person plural, I think I said. Mm-hmm. Right here. It could be singular or plural.
Did you look up Sainika?
Sainika?
Did you look it up?
I did last week. Well, okay. It came up last week and it said ministers, but didn't you say something like it could just be companions?
Or soldiers.
Soldiers. Oh, okay.
It says soldier.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Yeah. There was another word, amatya, that they used as companions or ministers.
Oh, okay. All right. So soldiers.
Yeah.
So I said... What did I say for this? His soldiers had stayed in this place previously.
Just stayed, yeah.
Had stayed here previously. Stayed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stayed, yeah. Purvasmin is not really an adverbial construction. It's going with stane. So it would be in the previous place. In other words, he's moved on, but there where they were staying in that place before, they didn't move in the prior place.
Oh, so like he's following the deer, but stay behind.
Yeah, in the previous place, in their previous encampment, because it goes with stana, purvasmin stane, and the eva just gives emphasis. Okay. Did you notice the double nakara sandhi?
Yes.
Okay, good. Is that clear for everybody? You want to read it, Kiki?
Tasya sainikaha.
Tasya sainikaha.
Purvasmin eva.
Purvasmin eva.
Stane tastuhu.
Stane tastuhu. Good.
Kanvasya ayam rishai ashramaha iti nyatva tam. Pravivesha. Is that it?
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, kanvasya is genitive for kanva, who is the rishi. Then ayam is the nominative masculine singular for from idam, this. Then rishi is the genitive singular or ablative. How did I translate it? I just forget to write. Genitive of the rishi. Iti is quotes.
And then ashramaha.
Ashramaha is the nominative singular for hermitage or ashram. Mm-hmm. Nyatva is to know, and this is the gerund, or what we call the indeclinable.
Past
participle. After knowing, or realizing, I think, the way I put it. And then tum is masculine accusative singular of tud. And then pravivesha has a prefix, pra, but it's... what's third person perfect singular padasmaipada means to enter. It must be from vish,
mm-hmm.
right? From the root vish, class six. Okay, so I have, after realizing this is the ashram of the rishi Kanva, he entered that ashram.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Having realized that this is, you could do, you know, when you use the iti,
mm-hmm.
iti is always going to put the quote in the way that it was said, but you
right.
can translate it indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
Having known that this is the ashram, or having realized or recognized
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that this is the ashram of Kanva, of the
mm-hmm.
rishi Kanva, named Kanva.
He entered it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was the declension for ashram?
I have it as... It would have to be nominative singular, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the construction is the thought, this is.
Mm-hmm.
The is is implied, right?
That's right.
So that has to be nominative singular.
So ayam ashramaha.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so there's an extra.
That's good.
Sarga, I guess that's
the sarga mm-hmm. drops.
Right.
Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can you read it?
Kanvasya ayam.
Kanvasya ayam
Rishehe ashram
Rishehe ashram
Iti nyatva
Iti nyatva
Tam pravivesha
Tam pravivesha.
Good. Pravishya cha konu bho atreti papracha. So this one, I actually didn't really get all of this, but pravishya probably is again then from vish.
Mm-hmm.
And pravishya, is that also an IPP having entered, perhaps?
It is, but because of the prefix, the pra, it takes the ya instead of twa,
right.
Yeah.
So having entered, and having entered, cha, kaha nu bho atreti prapacha. Kaha who, and nu was, nu is a questioning, something that implies kind of questioning. Bho is from, bho was from, what did I get? Was that paha?
It can be negative, but can it also just be like, oh, like
mm-hmm.
whoa, whoa.
That really confused me for a while, because when I first looked it up, it said it was bhos, but then I couldn't figure out why the sarga dropped, but I guess there's something weird about this particle, it says, that it does drop the sun.
Yeah, you know, like that. There's totally some, like, do you remember staha and eshaha?
Yeah.
That it always drops? I
right.
think bo can
oh,
be like that.
Right, that's
yeah.
why I got told, I thought it must be that, but then I thought, it doesn't drop, I don't understand.
Yeah.
So it actually is po
yipo.
I'm vaguely remembering that because Virginia's bringing it up, but I looked it up. Oh, you looked it
I
up.
Looked
okay.
it up somewhere in some,
and it said
in
that.
In our Mora book, it said that this, this one does drop.
There's a couple
sarga.
Like that, other than Sahanesha.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Atreti is.
Atra iti
here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then papracha is from prach, which is six parasmaipada, to ask. So, how did I get papracha? So I just took it to mean asked.
He asked.
Well, because it's papracha, it's just a replay. That's our perfect here. He asked, the third person singular.
That's right.
So having entered, he asked who, having entered, he asked, who was here?
That's how I took it.
Mm-hmm.
Who was here?
Hmm.
I think he sees.
Yeah. Who's here? Yeah.
Let me read you the rule about bos. Evocative particle used in addressing persons and translatable by oh or sir or oh or hello or ah.
Mm-hmm.
It drops its final visarga before vowels and soft consonants. Okay. It drops its final visarga, bos.
Mm-hmm.
That's Sakara's visarga.
Mm-hmm.
It drops its final visarga before vowels and soft consonants. It's only before hard consonants does it keep its visarga. It's said to have an additional sense of sorrow and interrogation.
Wow.
Okay. So it would be more interrogation here than there's no sorrow involved.
Right. Should I read it?
Yeah.
Okay. Pravishya chakonu. Bho atreti papracha.
You know this new, it's a particle having an interrogative force in implying some doubt or uncertainty. You know, and so since new, and so then you can take bo as kind of a wonder, like, oh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know. You could say also, this is just a little, this is some confusion. It could be, oh, what is here?
Mm-hmm.
What is here?
Mm-hmm.
Because ashanaha is masculine,
mm-hmm.
you know? And the problem with it saying who is here just have to be generic, because the one he would be possibly seeing Shukuntala. And if he were seeing Shukuntala, he would say ka atra, right? If it was because he's seeing Shukuntala, it should be ka atra. But he's saying kaha atra. So it's like saying, what is this here? What is here?
Okay.
You know?
Oh, what's this? What is this?
Yeah, picture? Something like that. But the other problem there, if it's a problem. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Because, see, and the other confusing thing is that having recognized that jnatva, that this is the ashram of the rishi Kanva, right? He entered it. And then having entered, he said, like, whoa, what is here? He asked. Like, what is this here?
Mm-hmm.
And then Shukuntala comes. So it's a little bit confusing in that way.
Yeah, because maybe he thought the rishi would be there.
Yeah.
And instead he gets this beautiful
one. That's
kind of
right.
A shock.
So anyway, that's just a little confusion on that. But yeah, that's true. Okay, let's do the next sentence.
So I think I'm up for that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Kanvasya Kritika Duhita Shakuntala Ashrama Bahihi Agatya.
It's Bahihi
Swagatam Vyajahara.
Okay.
So, the adopted daughter of Kanva, Shakuntala, from the ashram, came from out of the ashram.
Yes.
And gave, I think it's courteous greeting to Dushyanta.
Yeah.
To Dushyanta, is that right?
That's right. Swagatam with Vyajahara.
My fingers are clattered in the wind here.
Oh, yeah.
Florida is very breezy.
Yeah. It was like that last time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody get that swagatam?
Mm-hmm.
No,
Vyajahara.
I went crazy with that one.
I didn't get
like,
swagatam. I did Vyajahara. I didn't. And what he actually.
It's, well, what do you think would be the root of. Well, we'll ask Penny so she can explain it.
Oh, sorry.
Up here.
We're listening to the racket. Okay, we have some questions for you, Penny.
All right.
Go ahead, Kiki.
These are awful, horrible questions. They're really complicated.
Oh, just I was trying to decipher, Penny. Bahihi. And Vyajahara.
Well, Vyajahara, the root is hr. So, I don't remember. I this I did like 2 weeks ago, but I remember it was hr.
Yeah, that's right. And then with the Upasarga's V plus A, mm-hmm. Vyahrit means to speak or to say.
Yeah, towards.
Yeah.
To greet towards.
And then when you put swagatam in front of it, it means...
Swagatam
in front of it. It means to welcome.
Right.
To give a welcome, you know?
So Vyajahara is from Hri, which is to speak, is that?
Vyahrit with Vya. With V plus A plus R, it's to speak or to say. So say you're approaching somebody and you say a welcome.
Mm-hmm.
It's a welcome greeting.
Mm-hmm.
What else was the question?
Swad at the time, so the root is gum, right?
It is.
So it also has a prefix of A, so then it becomes to come, right? Because
that's right.
So then his own or its own coming becomes a welcome?
Coming well. Coming. The su you can take like sugata, like
oh,
suka.
Oh, it's a su, it's not
yeah.
Su.
Right, you're yeah. Thinking
oh,
one's
okay.
Own.
Okay, I went crazy.
Su,
okay.
Pasag, yeah.
Su, okay. So one's
yeah.
Good, so it's a good coming.
Yeah.
Which is a welcome.
Exactly.
Right, okay,
yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then Vahihi, I think.
Okay.
You could just even say, you know, she welcomed Dushyanta
mm-hmm.
by saying welcome, right? Because Vyahrit means to say. So she gave a welcoming phrase, is the idea. And Dushyanta is in the accusative too, so she welcomed Dushyanta, having come outside of the ashram.
Okay.
Is there any other questions?
Vahihi.
What about Vahihi, Penny?
It's outside.
I think that Vahis is actually indeclinable.
Yeah. Isn't it like an adverb?
Yeah.
That's what
yeah, exactly. I want to see if it can be used in another way, though. I'm used to it just
he's
as
well. Out.
Did you find that in the
dictionary? And that ashram obviously is out of the
yeah.
Yeah. Vahis, indeclinable, out of, outside of, on the outside, out of doors.
Oh,
out or outside with ablative.
Yeah.
Out of or outside with ablative, and it's indeclinable. Okay?
And then the agatya is the indeclinable
right.
Past participle prefixed.
That's right.
Right.
Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
You want to read it? Keep your
Kanvasya kritika duhita.
Kanvasya kritika duhita.
Shakuntala.
Shakuntala.
Ashramat.
Ashramat.
Vahiragatya
Dushyantam
Swagatam Vyajahara.
Swagatam Vyajahara. Good. Tara, you get the last one.
Alright. Shakuntalam Charu Sarvan. Oh, this is so hard to read. I better look at my notes. Sorry. Charu Sarvan. And then what's the next word? Is that dushta? Drishta?
Drishtwa. Drishtwa.
Okay. That was very bad printing in both books. Did you
yeah,
guys
there's a
that?
Typo on that word.
Yeah,
that's not charu. It's there's no M at the end of charu sarvangi. It's just...
No, there is.
There is?
Shakuntalam.
Yeah.
And then
oh,
charu sarvangi.
It's singular,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and so...
there's something I saw.
Okay, so drishtva dushyantastam chakame. So Shakuntalam and Charu Sarvangim Vangim is they're both in the accusative singular, and that's Shakuntala having all limbs beautiful, being gorgeous. Drishtwa is the indeclinable past participle for drish, having seen. Dushyantaha, masculine, nominative singular, tam, which is accusative singular. And then chakame,
which is from Kam, and it's the perfect third person singular Atmanevada, and it means desired,
yeah,
or loved, excessively desired. So Dushyanta, having seen the gorgeous Shakuntala, desired her greatly.
Right.
There was a typo, but I just read it wrong. There was a typo, actually. It says in the book in that word.
Where?
In our book, the new book,
oh,
there had been just a little typo over the va of sattva. They had added an anuswara.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
So that was true. And yeah, when I changed it, I just...
they put it in the wrong place, right?
Right.
Yeah,
it was just
yeah.
one... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, for... Do you want to... Well, probably... We very well may finish reading the reading through Antoine today. So do you want to try to finish on page 96? Do from for Homer for next week. Do everything on the Sanskrit on 96.
We can try.
Is it too much? Do you want to?
You can try it.
Well, let's see. If we don't finish everything,
we'll just do what we can.
Yeah.
Or another thing we could do.
We could, like, do six sentences and then end
yeah.
that.
Maybe. That maybe that's better, because then if we finish everything today, we'll just move on to the paraphrastic. We'll do these three sentences first, and then we'll move on to the... So why don't you do all of the sentences except for the last two? Would that be... Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three. Yeah. Leave out the last two.
So what are the last two, just to make sure we have the
same? It starts with testa.
Well, the last two is...
So it's four lines, the last four lines.
The last four lines.
Okay. Well,
because they're each one is a couplet, you know, so you're
yeah.
going to have to...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Okay, so we will stop there.
Yeah, well...
So the last one we do is the one with the Sushrava.
Sasau Nikaha, right?
Yeah, the Sushrava is the last line that we do.
Okay.
And then the last four lines we'll do the following week.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to Antoine. Antoine, we're on page...
We're on page 71.
71. Okay, so the top of page 71, and Virginia will start.
Here, wait a second. Is this volume two?
Yeah, volume two.
Okay. Sure, get it. I'll be
okay.
Back.
Okay. I'm not really good at this, so I'm just going to do what I can. But
yeah, just do what you can.
What do you do? Did you want? How do we do it? We just read it. So
you read it and explain it.
Chuck.
Okay.
Page 71, Penny, the top. We're starting with Virginia.
Okay, so I'm just going to go down the first, second, and third person singular.
Okay.
So chakara. Chakata, chakara. The main thing here is that kriv. Okay, so the first person it's optional, guna or vridi, and the third person is mandatory vridi, and the second person is guna, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, but can you be more specific and say not every root takes guna or vridi like that. So if you go to...
Right, okay, so I see, yeah. Because
yes.
it is a final vowel. Because the reason that this krit follows this paradigm is that it has a final vowel. Because short, medial... A medial short vowel takes guna. Well, the reason it does that is because it's a medial short vowel or a final vowel, and krit has a final vowel. So that's
yeah,
why it does that.
That's right, a medial short
and a
final vowel.
Yeah, it's page 108, number 2.
Right.
Now, the weird thing is that unlike most roots, this is an exception to the idea that an I is inserted before consonant terminations. So, kre, in other words, krit is unusual in that it does not add an I before consonant terminations.
Yeah, actually...
That's rule number 109, so it's an exception under rule number 109.
That's right.
So that's, I just wanted to point that out before I get confused, because I'm really not good at explaining this. And I don't really know what else to say about it. I'm sorry, I've read through this many times, but I'm not really good at keeping these rules in a way that I can explain them.
I think he said all the important stuff.
Is there anything else? It reduplicates with an R instead of a R, you know, so...
It reduplicates with an A, rule in the...
Right, I meant with an A, with an R.
Which
is unusual. Well, it's not unusual, it's the rule for this...
Instead of an E, right? Normally it'll reduplicate with an E. But it will normally reduplicate with an E, like be bruh. But in the perfect, it reduplicates with an A.
Right.
Right?
Right, I forgot about that. Normally you mean in the third.
Well, in normal rules of reduplication. Yeah, in normal rules of reduplication, but in the perfect it doesn't.
Right.
In the perfect, it reduplicates with E.
Right.
That the guttural goes to cha is normal in reduplication, right?
Mm-hmm. The guttural goes to cha, but the r reduplicates in a, right? That's what's happening.
Correct.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
And then the only other thing is just noticing the simple sundi of r plus the roots that begin with a vowel. Like, I mean, the endings that begin with a vowel, like atus. R plus a becomes ra. Chakra tuhu. Chakra. Mm-hmm. Right, which is normal. I mean, that's just normal, sundi. Everybody see?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about the Atmanepada? Anything?
No, I mean, I really don't know what to say about it. I'm sorry, let me see. Okay, A. The She, I mean, it's, you know, the Se becomes She.
Yeah.
Relevant? I mean, that's...
That's relevant.
Okay.
I want you to say all that stuff.
Okay. It becomes, the Se becomes She.
Then there's a gnarly twig.
I'm going to look to that little rule here. So dve is changed to dve when preceded by any vowel except a, or i.
Mm-hmm.
So
right, that's
the
important.
Second person plural.
Right. That's on page 70,
right,
number
page
2
70,
there.
Number 2.
Right. Yes. And the rest is straightforward, right? We should be getting really used to seeing the sa change to sha now.
Mm-hmm.
That should just, we barely have to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody clear on it?
Mm-hmm.
Everything involved? Okay, who's next? Kiki?
Okay. So number 112, roots ending in a take ao in the first and third person singular parasmaipada. They drop their a before other terminations. They drop their a before other terminations and optionally in the second person singular parasmaipada. The same rule applies to roots ending in a, I, and o.
Yeah, this is an important, because actually there's a lot of roots that are going to go through this.
So, dha, to put, so that ends in a. And the strong base, so upon reduplication we'll get, because it loses its aspiration, we'll get the dha. Or we'll get dad, and then the strong base will be taking vritti, and dadha will become dadha, and the weak base will not take guna.
Where does vritti come in there?
Oh, sorry, not vritti. That's not what I meant. I just meant the strong base is the one that takes the guna, right? So the reduplication first is from dha to dadha.
Yeah, but remember that these roots that end in a are following different rules.
Are taking ao.
Yeah.
But that's, I was just going from the root to the formation of the strong base and the weak base. But anyway, so...
But there's nothing there. That's what I'm saying. The root is da. It already ends in an a.
Right.
And so the strong is just da da.
And the weak is da da.
Dud.
Dud, sorry, you know.
But you have to, why is the weak dud? So just read 112 again. To us.
Okay. Roots ending in a and ao in the first and third person singular.
No.
Take ao in the first and third person singular parasmaipada.
So there goes two of the strong
ones
there.
Well, they drop their a before other terminations and
And optionally in the second.
And optionally in the second person singular, parasmaipada.
Right.
But that, Carol, this only applies to after we've got the strong and the weak base, right? So this is not going from the root to the formation of the strong base and the weak base.
Yes, it is. Roots ending in a, well, first of all, it goes like this. Roots ending in a take ao in the first and third person singular parasmaipada. They drop their ah before other terminations and optionally in the second. Oh, I see. If you take the, if you put together ah and ao, what do you get in sandhi? Ah plus ao.
Ao.
Ao. Yeah. So if you have, the root is da, it reduplicates normally, da-da. Then that ah takes, in the first and third singular, it takes ao.
Right. So I, okay, that's fine. I was starting on how, maybe it's not necessary, except for me, the how the strong base is the dha and the weak base is that, from the root dha. But assuming that the strong base is the dha and the weak base is that, then in the first, second, and third person singular parasmaipada, it all is going to take the strong base. So we will get the dha plus ao from this rule in 112, which will give us the dhau. In the second person singular, we have the option that a can be dropped from the dha. So if a is dropped from the dha, then we get dad plus tha, which is the ending.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and there's also the e. Because it's o, because when the tha drops a, it ends in a consonant, so you get dad. Mm-hmm. And so we add e, and so we get dad plus e plus the ending tha, which gives us dadhit, the optional form. And in the first form, the dha tha, that's where we have not really dropped the a optionally.
Yeah.
So we are still having the strong base dadha. And to the dha we add tha, but there is no e added, so we just get the dha plus tha, which is the dha tha.
Right.
And then in the third person singular, we get the dha, and that will take the ao in the third person singular, so we get the dha plus ao, which is the dhao. And then we just, actually then there is an o added, but that doesn't do anything.
Where there's an a added?
I mean, the ending is a, no?
Is a. The ending is a, then it takes ao.
No. I mean the ending of the root itself. The you know, like it's a, va, ma, tha, atuhu, a, and then a, atuhu, uhu.
Yeah.
There is an a, but that doesn't do anything, right?
No, because the weak drops the a, and so then these atuhu, etc. is just added simply onto the dud in the weak.
But right. I was doing the third person singular, which is the strong.
Well, that's because the ao is added onto the ah, right? The roots ending in ah take ao in their first and third person
so
singular.
So the steps would be that we have the dha, and the dha takes the dha plus ao, and then we add an a, which is the ending.
But one thing...
It's so hard to do without a board, because I think I'm getting very confused now.
You are?
A little, yeah. I mean, if I have to write it out, I can't just do it like this. Verbally, you know, I think it'd be. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
It's a little confusing just to be sure that we're doing this right.
Okay.
I mean, I read it and I thought I understood it, but now I'm getting.
The way that it really. His language is, I don't think, quite right here. It should say that roots ending in a take ao. Means that the ao replaces the a. That's how you have to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
It would happen also just with regular sandhi,
mm-hmm.
but also the same goes with A, I, and O.
Right. So
you know?
It's really for diphthongs and the long A.
Uh-huh.
That's really applies. It's,
yeah.
It's confusing.
And so just take it as the ah, right? Okay, I'm having more memory here. There is another sutra that for these diphthongs, the diphthong is changed to ah. That's the first thing that happens. So look at with his... Do you see where it says guy there, the singular?
Mm-hmm.
Strong base is jaga.
Mm-hmm.
Weak base is jug. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so jaga, the the I is replaced by ah.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just says roots ending in ah take ow in the first and second person singular. So once you change them to ah, then it can take ow. Right? Because ah plus ow is ow.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Okay, I guess when he says roots ending in ah take ow, what he's saying is you don't do it, you don't even reduplicate, you're just changing the original root first, right? Into ow.
Well,
you don't like do anything for the first step you do is you change that ah.
But the root is wait a minute. The root is da.
Right.
Da reduplicates to da da.
So the first step is reduplication. So it's reduction.
Yeah, I can do this.
Okay, it's applied to the reduplicated base.
Okay.
I think that's what I was trying to confirm.
Right.
So the first step you do is go from the ha to either the strong base or the weak base. Then on top of these, I don't know.
This is why I get really confused because there's no.
Because it doesn't say
it's not
that
order.
Clear whether the rules are this rule is applied to the reduplicated base or the actual base. Yeah, Carol, let me do it.
No, that's all right. I think I'll just stick it up against this chair.
Yeah.
So you can see it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's turn this.
How are you holding up?
I'm having fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. I turn this heat on too high in the morning. So it's cool. Okay. Okay. So first of all, we've got the root da.
Mm-hmm.
And normal reduplication, right? This is vowel's going to go short. This is going to go unaspirate,
mm-hmm.
right? So that would be the da.
Right.
Okay.
I
understand that. Okay. So, now if we have da-da,
mm-hmm.
roots it in an ah,
mm-hmm.
instead of taking a, it takes ow.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the terminations, the past tense, the perfect terminations, it would be a, right?
Right? Mm-hmm.
So instead of a, it's going to take ow.
As the ending.
Yeah, as the ending.
That is the termination.
Yeah, that is the termination. And so that would be what?
So we have a different termination for that.
The dao.
The dao.
Right?
But
so this no longer is ah. This is now, has an option.
No, but it's the, our ending is not ah.
Yeah,
our ending is ah. We are, right.
Why is the ending ah?
This is our ending.
No, no, we're replacing the ah with ah.
Yeah.
Ow.
No. But wait, I'm not getting this.
Sorry,
I'm being dumb.
No, I'm confused too.
See, it says roots ending in ah take out, okay? This ah that we're talking about is not this ah.
No,
right?
It isn't. It's the ah of da.
Right.
Roots ending in ah.
But from da, we've already gone to the da.
If we take the root da.
Right.
Da has to, as part of making the perfect, it has to reduplicate. What happens when da reduplicates?
The da, you get
the da.
Yeah.
Okay, it's still a root ending with ah.
Oh, so we are calling the da the root now?
Yeah, it's gone through reduplication.
Okay. I'm sorry. Because
it's still ending with ah.
I thought the root is only da. I was thinking of the da as not being referred to as the.
Oh, well, okay. Well, it doesn't matter. We can call it the base. It's gone through reduplication.
Okay.
And so we call it the base, and the perfect the root da goes
right.
through reduplication.
Right.
Even when it's adding these
yeah.
different endings, it still has to go through reduplication.
Yes.
So it becomes da da.
Right.
It ends in ah now.
Right.
Now the da, you call it the base.
Okay. So then the ah of the ta is replaced by it, so it becomes the ta. Okay.
You can look at it that way, or you can just take the da.
Yeah.
And add ow to it. What's ah plus ow?
Ow.
Right.
It's just that it's just the sun. I mean, you're not replacing it. You're just adding ow.
I think so. Penny, I think so, and the reason I think that is because, as I recall, though I have to look it up in the sutras, that roots that end, there's a step where roots that end in the diphthong change to ah. It's prior sutra. So do you see where it says the same rule applies to roots ending in A, I, and ow? Right? But the first thing, that's why this is not clear. You can either look at it that ah is replaced by ow,
uh-huh.
You know, or that by a prior sutra, A, I, ow also changed to ah, and then the sutra applies that roots that end in ah take ow.
I see.
And ah plus, do you see?
Or do you think it's just saying the same rule applies to roots ending in A, meaning they drop the A before the, you know, like the whole thing is the same. They take ow in the first and third, and then they drop there.
No, because I let me just check something, because I believe the base stays the same. It doesn't tell us. Oh yeah.
If we had a root that ended in A or I, and we, you know, looked up its conjugation in the perfect, we could sort it out.
I know.
Well, we do have Gai, right?
They're only doing in the Atmanapada.
Yeah. Right.
Hang on, just a sec. We can also look it up in Bhandarkar.
Yeah,
Bhandarkar is more true to the sutras, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He takes a lot of liberty, actually, in his explanations,
yeah,
like doing it in a way that's that he considers easier, you know. Let me see if I can find this in here.
There's A. On page 135.
I found it.
You did?
I think. Page 80, well, R82 of Bhandarkar. It's number 14.
Okay.
Number 14 would be better for you. Look for number 14 in the.
Okay. Let me just try to.
Is that it?
No.
This
might have
been darker. Let me see if I can
find it in the small.
Tatu Rupa, Carol, look at 135 here.
Hooray. Hui is an
exception. Oh,
sorry. They talk about that exception in the book also.
Oh, that one that you pointed out, Virginia 14, that
14.
Looks like the previous sutra.
Yeah,
you were referring
that's
to,
what
Carol.
I think that's the one that Carol was referring to.
Mm.
I think so too.
What page is it on?
It's on 94.
94,
number 14.
Right.
We're 14. The final A, I, and O of roots is replaced by A before all terminations, whatever, except those of the conjugational tenses in the present tense. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
94, page 14.
So that's what they're referring to.
Yeah. And so, see, that's why, in a way, Antoine's a lot easier to follow, but then there, these kind of things come up, you know, because he's not really doing this, following the sutras, and then you can get confused. So roots ending in A take ow. So that means a root that ends in A plus ow, right,
mm-hmm.
is ow.
Mm-hmm.
They take ow instead mm-hmm. of
And then, say take ah, just to be absolutely clear, that means that if you go back
the termination.
The termination, just like when we have on page 69
yes.
of Antoine,
yes.
that ah in the singular
becomes ow.
Becomes ow.
In the singular, in the first and the third.
Oh, the termination itself is ow. So there's
yeah.
another termination.
That's what we're trying to. So this little book, this is just a general little table then. In other words,
this is a general table that would change with specific rules.
And depending on the root, the way the root is structured. Because in here.
Yeah, like here the root is dot, ends in ah, and so there's an exception.
That's what I mean, because this table normally applies except in cases where you have a root that ends with a long a, or
a long
a diphthong, or
a diphthong, yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Okay, you see?
That's
no, why
so
confused.
All that means to say roots ending in A take A is their termination instead.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
But then there's a second sentence that says they drop their A before other terminations. Okay.
Those are the weak, right? Because they're all.
So that means. Because this is for the Rebundarker for Dummies rewrite.
See, look at what it says. They drop their ah before other terminations and optionally in the second person, singular parasmaipada. They optionally drop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you see the second person parasmaipada singular?
Absolutely.
You can take dada, and then the termination is ta. Mm-hmm. So it'd be dada ta, because it's optional. Mm-hmm. Or if it drops it, then just by rule, it takes e. Mm-hmm. On page 69, at the second paragraph of number 2, it says, number 109. Mm-hmm. Before terminations beginning with a consonant, all roots insert e except for these few roots. Mm-hmm. Okay? Before terminations beginning with a consonant, all roots insert e except for these roots. And so here, the root ta, right, begins with a consonant, so it's going to take e.
So maybe this will make it easier, Kiki. Think of this weak base where the a is stripped off. It's kind of like naked. All it has is the reduplicative syllable and then just the consonant.
You're rapping there.
Can you hear us, Penny? You're gone.
But anyway, I think in the first and the third person singular, we just assume that the terminations are ow. Correct, then it's fine. Yeah.
Well, I'm offline. What am I offline? I'm not offline.
Arjun's online.
So am I.
Right, so just one thing, you just have to keep this. Yes.
No,
changes. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Looks like I got stripped.
Yeah.
I'll
be right back.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yeah, you're there.
Okay.
Here.
Does that make any sense? Is that an easier way to
read it? We couldn't hear what you said, Penny. It got really weird.
We're not able to hear you now.
Penny, you there?
It's the same frozen picture. The picture is the same.
And then you get
we're not hearing you, Penny. The sound is really weird. We can't hear you. We can only hear every other word. It's sounding very strange.
Yeah, I think it's because the connection is.
Yeah. Now we can hear you, but.
I'm gonna take off my video. Sometimes. When you take video off, the
sound. Now we can hear you perfectly now.
Tell me, raise your hand if you can hear me, if the sound gets weird again.
Okay.
Is the confusion about the weak base, just think of it as you get the reduplicative, the, and then you get the consonant that starts that root to begin with, the ta-kata, with the vowel, the odd just chopped off, it's stripped. So it's kind of the stripped down version. And then you append the endings right onto that, and because it is a consonant that's ending it, when you drop the long ah part, you have to insert the e.
I think it's telescoped,
which is what's going to happen with the next roots also. They kind of go through this odd telescoping. You know, it becomes like a stripped down situation.
Yeah.
I think our only confusion was just the omission of the word termination. That's it.
I think it was just the first and third person singular, the fact that the termination itself is ow. I think that was our confusion.
Okay. And because I thought you had a question on the weak base also. But that's fine. You're clear on that, great.
They did have that question, but it's disappeared somewhere.
Thanks for putting it on the board, though.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, seriously.
That's fine with me. But do we understand the rest of it?
We don't know.
I think so. Well, what rest?
So the rest of it, yes, the same rules apply to roots ending in A, I, and O.
Mm-hmm.
So then Gai, strong bases, Chig, Gai, weak bases, Jug. Oh, but this is Atmanepada, so this is all
so it's
not
strong, right?
Right. So it's just Eva Himahev, and we just add the endings onto the leaf base.
Yeah. Do you all have your Dhatu Kosha, this
yes.
thing?
Mm-hmm.
If you've got your Dhatu Kosha, go to page 132, and we'll look at number 17, Pa. And under number 17, it says, in the same manner, and it gives a whole list of roots that end in a diphthong. And
yeah.
that, right? Do you see that pa, pa, pao? That's exactly like da, the dao. Mm-hmm. But look under root underneath where it says avam in the same manner, ya, ya, yao.
Mm-hmm.
Are you
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
Is everybody on 132?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you see where it says avam?
Right.
Under ya, ya, yao, jai, da, jiao, glai, jug, glau, ba, ba, bao, nya, jug, nyao, ma, ma, mao, glai,
mlai,
mlai, ma, mlau. That's clear for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Ma, ma, mao, ha, jahao, ga, jagao, gra, jagrao, va, va, vau.
Right.
Are you not there, Virginia?
No, I'm not. I'm just...
Do you have page 132?
Yeah.
The 17th. Just take a look at that. These are just examples, you know. So what you have to understand about this example is that the first thing that happens to all the roots that be that end in a diphthong, those roots are changed to ah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
The first thing that happens to those roots is not
that. Is that they change to ah. Like
ow, you mean?
No. They change to ah and then add ow.
Just a short ah, right?
Long ah.
Long ah, okay.
How could you say short ah? But it says a
I'm
number
just
one.
I'm sorry. It's all right. Never mind. Just.
Let's go back to Antoine, page 112. I just want to read it to you again.
I know. It's the rule, right?
Roots ending in ah. Well, this is the confusion. Roots ending in ah are no problem.
Right.
It just says roots ending in ah take ow. They take the ow termination.
Right.
Instead of the a termination.
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so roots ending in a take the ow termination instead of the a termination in the first and third person singular parasmipeda.
Mm-hmm.
They drop their a before other terminations and optionally in the second person singular. So in all the other terminations, the duals and the plurals, the a is dropped. They're
mm-hmm.
weak. The a drops.
Mm-hmm.
In the second person singular, the a optionally drops.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it doesn't drop, it's just da-da plus ta.
Mm-hmm.
If it optionally drops, then it's dud plus ta, in which case it'll take an E.
Mm-hmm.
So dadita.
Right.
Are you there?
Yep, I'm
okay.
There.
Then in the second and third, it in all other terminations, right, the ah drops, right? They drop their ah before other terminations, other than the first and second person, first and third person singular. In all the other terminations, they drop the ah, except in the second person singular where they optionally drop the ah.
So in all the other terminations, we're just adding the regular terminations to the weak base.
And if the termination begins in a consonant, it will take E.
So when you just said over here, when you were reading this, you said the first thing that happens to these base, to these roots, is that you add ah.
That's not what I said, Kiki. Let's do the next sentence. The same rule applies, this is in Antoine,
mm-hmm.
the same rule applies to roots ending in A, I, and O. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they give an example of guide. And so what I'm saying is that the first thing that happens, and they don't make this clear, for roots ending in a diphthong like guide, the first thing that happens is it changes to ga. The root changes to ga. Takes ah, right? And so then you should get...
Yeah, they really don't make that clear.
Okay. I know they don't.
They
didn't
say it all anymore. Left it out. That step was left
out. Well, no, they do, because he says the strong base is jaga.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I know, but they're not... In the little paragraph before, they don't make
it... It's not
that,
made implicit. It's just... Yeah.
So then you have, so now you've got guy becomes ga.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the reduplication, jaga. Jaga. And now, for roots that now this root that ends in a diphthong now ends in an ah. Mm-hmm. So now it follows the same rules as rules that end in ah.
Right.
Yeah, because okay. Otherwise it wasn't even clear why the reduplication of gai is jaga. It's because gai first is ga, and then the reduplication is jaga.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And so if you look in this this Dhatu Kosha that we've got, this on page 132, it gives a list. Like ya reduplicates ya, then takes out ya yao. So it gives the first and third form here, singular form. Jai, what happens with jai? Jai becomes jia.
Right.
Jia.
And then
the jia.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's only going to read, this will go to the unaspirate and it leaves off the ya. Mm-hmm. So da jia, da jiao. Then look at glai. Jaglau. It becomes jagla, right? Glai becomes gla. Mm-hmm. Then jagla, plus the termination au, because it ends in an ah. Mm-hmm. Since it ends in an ah, the termination won't be a, it's going to be au, right? Mm-hmm. Then look at ba. Baba takes au, babau. Nya. Jagnya, right? Au becomes jagnya, jagnya, jagnyao. Ma. Mama, mamal. I look at mlai. Mlai becomes mla, mumla. It's the first that's going to, the first consonant will reduplicate if it's not a sibilant. So mumla, then mumlao. Then ma, mama, mamal. Ha, the ha reduplicates with ja, so jaha, jahal. Ga, jaga, jagal. Gra, g, takes j, because soft, right? The aspirate g will take j, mm-hmm. not j, because it's soft. So, jagra, jagrao, and then va, vavao.
Right, so this is clear. They clearly stated in Markal for roots already ending in a, but for roots like ending in I, they don't say that it first goes to a and then to
ao. Yeah. Right. It's just a subtle thing, but it can get, if you're reading it clear, carefully, then there's something missing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it getting more clear?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'm just very visual, and I need to just make sure I can see what the step, if there's a step that's assumed, and I don't know the sutra, I'm going to be like,
no, that's right.
This is very helpful. And also this, the terminology here, like, you know, when we say that it takes an A or something, it's one thing to say it takes an A termination, but then,
it should say
itself changes.
Say roots ending in A take ao instead of the first and third person.
Exactly.
Take the ao termination.
Right.
Take ao instead of a. The ao termination instead of the a termination in the first, third person singular parasmipeda.
And that is so much clearer.
Yeah. They drop their A before other terminations.
Right.
And optionally in the second person singular.
Right.
The same rule applies to roots ending in A, I, and O. What they mean is the A, I, and O
change
to A.
Right.
But how did...
That's what he doesn't say. He doesn't say it.
I can't understand
that. That's what...
He just shows us a strong base.
He probably said it at an earlier point, right? And assumed that you would remember it.
No.
I don't think he has, actually.
Right?
Because he just puts the base there and assumes we're going to get it.
No, he says, Guy, the strong base is Jaga. But
right.
I thought, when I read that, I
but remember
something I don't remember.
Yeah.
Before.
Right. Because, it's just not... It's not explained.
Yeah.
But that... I mean, I guess he feels
it's just not... Well, it's not well written. This
mm-hmm.
paragraph's not well written, that's all. Because look at the Atmanepada. Is there anything to know there, Kiki?
In Atmanepada, everything is weak. So we have this rule, 112 doesn't apply, and all our regular endings, Atmanepada endings, will apply to the weak base jug. So we have jug plus a, jug a, jug plus vahe, except. Because jug ends in a consonant, it will actually become jagi before applying the endings. So,
I think that just for technically, I think the e actually adds on. It's added on to the termination.
It's added on to the termination, not to the
yeah.
base.
Not that it matters, but it's just a little technical thing, I think.
No, no, it does matter. Okay, so...
So, Jagi Vahein. It's same. Going to turn out the same.
So,
I'll have to look that up, but I'm pretty sure that for Sate roots, it means that the E is...
I think it's added to the termination, so it sounds...
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's added to the termination. Yeah. Sometimes that'll make a little bit of a difference.
Well, added before the terminations, right?
Yeah, it hooks onto the termination and then it's applied to the root. It's added to the root.
So that E and A remain A.
See, for the E is added onto terminations that begin with a consonant, right? So you get...
So, okay.
The A drops is going to drop. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That A drops in all of them except they drop their A before other terminations and optionally in the second person singular parasmaipada. So the A drops in everything except in the Atmanapada and everything. In everything.
Yeah, we are using the weak base jug everywhere, and we are adding just the regular terminations. Except we are adding E before consonant terminations.
That's right. That's all it is. So there's nothing special there.
Except again, that se goes to she.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Read that bottom thing with hui. You should.
The word hui, however, is treated as huhu. Juhava, juhuvatuhu. What is that?
This is important. I wanted to look. I think they have it here, so I want you to be able to look it up.
I think it's on 70, the final. Page 70.
On what?
It's the final.
Okay.
At the top.
The final and the re always become uva and ara.
What I wanted you to look at for this is on your Dhatu Kosha, page 135, because this is an exception where hue goes to hu, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what Penny's saying is on page 70.
Yeah, towards the top, the final and re.
Yeah, the final u and r always become uv and ara respectively.
Hui is treated as hu or hu hu.
Read what it says there.
Well,
the root hui, do you see that?
Yeah.
The root hui, however, is treated as hu.
Okay, I wasn't if that is a colon or a...
Oh, it's a colon.
That's what I was trying to clarify.
So, hu, colon. And so, what's the reduplication of hu?
Juhu.
And then, what Penny was reading on page 70, the final u, and r always become uv and ar respectively. Right, when they're going to have a vowel termination. So, juhu. You've got juhu that's going to take vriddhi in the third person, juhau, and then add a juhava. This root actually comes enough in Vedanta that we have to take a little bit of time with it. Can you take a look at this in the Dhatu Kosha on page 135? You've got the regular endings here, right? Regular endings. Mm-hmm. Which are, he goes, remember in the Dhatu Kosha, the third person is the first
right.
one. That, so the endings are atus. And us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then do you notice how in the third person the root takes vriddhi? It takes vriddhi before the ending. So the vriddhi of u is what?
Ow.
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 And what's al plus a?
Ava.
Al plus a?
Av.
Av. So av. Ava. Right? So ava. And then here with atus. Right? U becomes uv. By that rule that Penny just read. Mm-hmm. U becomes uv. Jehovah tahu. Mm-hmm. And then us. Jehovahu. And then what about with the second person? Remember the option for roots ending in a vowel? It's optionally takes E. Mm-hmm. Takes, you know, if it takes optionally takes E, then the U of the Juhu becomes Uv, Juhuvita, or it takes Guna. That's the option. Juhota. Then Atus, Juhuvatahu. Takes uv, or the ending a, Jehovah. Then in the first person, that's where you have the optional for roots ending in a vowel. It optionally takes guna, or vridi, Juhava, or Jehovah, or Jehovah. And then beginning with a consonant, it takes an e, Jehoviva. And Jehovima. Okay. We haven't taken a break. There's also exceptions, like this, as I was saying, this is an important exception. This root huay changes just by its own peculiar rule.
Right, that's a whole other category I call exception. Just a total exception.
Yeah, and it changes to u, hu, and then it's simply dealt with as an u-ending noun, u-ending verb. So u-ending verbs, what's going to happen, it's going to reduplicate, and the reduplication, ha will go to ja.
Yeah.
This will go to short boom.
Right, so juhu.
Yeah. Juhu. Okay. And now, for these ending roots that end in a vowel, except for rur, one rule, but most roots ending in a vowel, the third person is going to take optionally, the first person optionally takes guna or vridi before the termination, and the third person has to take vridi. So if you have juhu,
right, when you're back to the category, the first category, which is roots that have a short medial vowel or end in a vowel.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. So yeah.
Now we're back to normal.
The hardest part is just remembering the broad general buckets.
That's true. That's absolutely right.
Right.
You have to remember the general rules. This who follows all of the general rules. Wei follows all the general rules once it changes to who.
Right. It's just that I don't have the general rules memorized like that, so I have to remember.
And you have to remember the general terminations. Those terminations change, you know, in these roots that end with ah, roots that end in a diphthong.
Right.
If roots end in a diphthong, first they change to ah, then ending in ah, that the termination goes to ow. The termination in the present, in the Parasmaipada, first and third person singular.
Right. So those I would categorize those as another bucket. Like, in other words, those long A roots, and that are also
long A roots.
Long A roots and diphthongs go into a separate.
They have their own rules.
They have their own rules.
That's right. They have their own rules. Ugh.
It's not bad if you have if you just have that in mind. Like, if you can just go with the big picture first and then get into the smaller.
Do you want to get some hot water or something?
Yeah, I think I will.
Yeah.
Need a couple. Oops. And then it continues, right, Carol? Like, with Boo and, you know, they're just going to be weird things, right?
That's
those are just weirdos. So
weirdos.
I guess that's the...
And the
weirdos is exceptions.
The problem is that a lot of times the exceptions are very common roots.
I understand that, and I still know that, but I still want to put them into that category of exceptions.
That's
because
right.
I can't, otherwise I'll go crazy trying to remember. But even if it's an exception, its endings are its endings are the same. It's just going to have a different base.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Okay,
well, we didn't make very much headway, but we're going to start.
We did. This helped a lot, actually. I felt this helped a lot.
Oh, good.
Did you feel like it clarified a lot? Just
otherwise,
if I was trying to read this and
I can't do this by myself because, like, the fundamental thing of anything ending in A or I, first going to A, that is what clarified it for me because otherwise I didn't know why those were the weakest and the strongest.
Yeah, it wasn't written clearly.
Or at all.
Does anyone else need hot water?
Sure.
Yeah,
a little bit. I'll go. You want chai or tea? What do you want? Go and see.
I just want